Rocks Radio, broken news for broken listeners.
People caught entering Parliament House with their agendas hidden. A special investigation has revealed serious security breaches at Parliament House in Canberra, with evidence to suggest people have regularly entered the building with partly or fully obscured agendas. The revelation has caught many observers by surprise, given their tight security at the nation's capital. But a security analyst and whistleblower who did not want to be named said the extent of the breaches actually went much further. We've seen people with their mistakes covered up. We've seen people try to slip through with a truth mask. We've seen people come in with some small features visible, but with the details shrouded in secrecy. This is actually a bigger problem than a lot of people realize. A cleaner at Parliament House, who also wished to remain nameless, said the breaches extended beyond people. I've seen personal favours dressed up as policies. I've seen policies totally change their appearance so they are barely recognisable to the public. Just this morning, I saw a publicity campaign walk in here disguised as a terrorist threat. The government was unavailable for comment. Government's budget problems to be covered with giant burqa. The GP co-payment, changes to welfare and a range of other unpopular budget measures will be concealed beneath a fully enclosed Islamic garment, specially fabricated by the government, it was revealed today. All you will see from now on is a large, fairly terrifying Muslim woman, a government spokesman explained. Most people won't even realize that underneath it's actually the 2014 federal budget. The spokesperson said the custom-made burqa had been manufactured from scratch. We had to blow this thing up well beyond normal proportions to ensure that everything fits. It's actually quite confronting. He also said this was an impressive feat of engineering. What people will see is a religious garment. What they won't see is a plan to hold back unemployment benefits for people under 30. Labour Party to close down until after Iraq War. The Australian Labour Party will be packed into a sturdy box and placed in a casual storage facility until the conclusion of the current war in Iraq, it was revealed today. The ALP made the decision after it became apparent that it was serving no particular purpose at this point in time. On hearing the news, Prime Minister Tony Abbott said, "Until this war concludes, we'll just have two parties saying the same thing, so it makes sense to put one away for now." Labour leader Bill Shorten later released a statement saying, "Until this war concludes, we'll just have two parties saying the same thing, so it makes sense to put one away for now." Renewable target, 20% of Australia's electricity to be powered by burning scientific reports. With traditional coal supplies in decline, Australia's energy providers will be encouraged to use scientific reports as a key input to power generation, the government announced today. There are thousands, probably tens of thousands of readily available scientific reports that, when burned, will be able to provide energy to a large proportion of Australian households, a government spokesman said. What we are doing is encouraging the industry to use a plentiful resource that would otherwise go to waste. He said scientific reports were essentially a renewable resource as there would always be scientists willing to produce new papers. No one else in the world is doing this. Australia really is at the forefront of new electricity production techniques, he said. The 20% target has been set for 2020 with report-fired power plants to come into operation from early next year. Great Barrier Reef to be moved to Tasmania. Australia's Great Barrier Reef will be broken down into small pieces and reassembled off the east coast of Tasmania in a bid to minimise the effect of mining and dredging activity in the region. In a win for Tasmania's growing tourism sector, the Queensland government said it had done the sums and decided it would be better to move the reef now while transport costs remain relatively affordable. Quote, "It's the only option that makes sense. We preserve both the reef and Queensland's economy," a spokesman said. Concerns that Tasmanian waters will be too cold for the famous reef have been dismissed as alarmist. Work will begin on deconstruction later this year, with a new reef expected to be in place by 2018. Freedom reduced in order to maintain freedom. Government monitoring and surveillance will increase, hold without charge laws will be reintroduced, and restrictions will be ramped up in order to preserve Australians' freedom. It was announced today. Having the government read all your emails and telling you where you can and can't travel is fair enough if we want to live in a free country, a spokesman for the government said today. Prime Minister Tony Abbott stressed that Australians should always live normally because the terrorist's goal is to scare us out of being ourselves. He then reminded Australians of the very real threat of terrorism in this country. And these were the most unpopular stories of this month.
Kaput X Radio, please, do not fix me.